Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone.
Little Chicago, bring this back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. So check that out, all that out in the blog and the articles, the archives, all the stuff there that we've been producing for you now for all these years at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Moneylicious is the book. Moneylicious, like delicious, except moneylicious. A Financial Clue for Generation Y. The author is Ornella Gross, and that's G-R-O-S-Z, but it's pronounced Gross, right, Ornella?
Yeah, that's correct. The Z is just to throw everyone off. That's
exactly. That's just your way of messing with us, right? Is that
right.
You're saying, Ornella? So you can tell she's got this wry sense of humor already, can't you? So, Ornella, give us the website, please.
Yeah, you just need to go to moneyliciousbook.com. And actually on there I provide an excerpt of the book, a little bit more about me, and some more information.
All right. So check that out, folks. And the book's available wherever books are sold.
Correct. Especially online. Amazon tends to be the best place.
So the book is all about financial clues for the younger generation, folks that are under their early 30s, under 30s or less. I'm sure other folks can benefit too. What's the main financial thing that you think that the younger folks need to understand, besides the fact that they're not going to live forever?
Right. Yeah, and that becomes an eye-opening moment.
You're not bulletproof or invisible. You're not going to live forever. Go ahead.
Yes. I would say the first thing, really to take control of your finances, is actually the first chapter in my book, which is deciding on how you'll spend your money. And that's just another way of me saying budget. Instead of calling a budget, people cringe. I mean, I even cringe when I hear it. I feel restricted. I feel I can't do anything I want to do with my money.
Well, budgets
so
are not...
deciding on how you'll spend it.
Budgets are not any fun.
Right. But the important thing is, though, is to identify your short to long-term goals. And in that, though, it doesn't mean that you can't splurge from time to time either. You just have to do it when it makes financial sense.
All right. And what's the next thing that she... All right, so budgeting first, then what?
You know what? I'm actually breaking up a little bit on my landline phone.
Yeah. You sound fine. So if you... After the budgeting, what's next?
The next thing to do is you need to find out where you are spending most of your money and why you're spending it that way. Putting emotions to it. A lot of people spend based on emotions. We buy things on impulse. And so you want to take a look at where's your largest expenditures at. And typically it could be entertainment. You know, we go out, like to have fun, socialize, buy some drinks here and there, dinners. Or it could be actually food. Mm-hmm. It's not grocery shopping. It's just always eating
out. How about shoes and handbags?
That could be another thing.
I'm starting to meddle a little bit now, aren't I, Ornella?
Right. For some, it can be clothing. I know for women, it tends to be that way with the shoes. And
my wife would say, what about golf clubs, right? So.
For the guys, that would be different. But I don't know too many young generation Yers who've got golf clubs yet. Those are that's an expensive hobby.
Yeah, it is. I'm afraid so. So, one thing about the budget, if you have a budget, and then you compare what you actually spent to the budget, that just shines a light on where you might be getting out of control, right?
Yes, it's a reality check, and that's something a lot of people are afraid to do. And it's really that simple. I think a lot of people, even those when I come across, even when I educate those actually at the teacher's retirement system in regards to their retirement, something like that, just something that simple, it can be such a reality check and a little scary to do because you almost don't want to find out where you're faulting at.
That's why it hurts a little bit. One of the things that that I always point out, you're talking about, you know, being disciplined and everything. To me, one of the first disciplines to help you get control of your finances is to sleep on any purchase over, you know, over $50 or whatever. You decided over $20, over $10, over $1,000, wherever you put your decimal point, anything that might get you into trouble, sleep on it. Make sure that the next morning that you still want that, you still need it. What do you think about that?
I agree with that. Actually, I'm on my blog. That's one of the things I had talked about on one of the ways to kind of control the overspending is to think about it for a moment. A lot of the times we do buy on impulse, and for many people that could be a reason why they do overspend even though they have a budget in place. So thinking about it, especially if it's large purchases, and it can be $50 or $100, and again, you decide on that decimal, you decide on that, and that's the empowering part of it.
Right.
And just think about it for a while, especially, I know people love getting the new car deals right now,
mm-hmm.
but wait a while, wait 6 months actually
right.
for those.
Yeah.
And you'll see those prices drop.
What about housing? What do you think your generation should be buying houses right now?
If they can afford it. It is a great time to buy a home right now. And a home meaning you're actually going to live in it, not sell it within a year
right.
or two.
Right, yeah, and we're not talking flipping here, yeah.
Exactly, it's not. And that's actually one of the most important chapters in Moneylicious, is I talk about what you should do when you buy a home. Now, if you can afford to buy a home, truly afford it, not what the banking
right.
or the loan officer says you're approved for,
right?
Because that's what they're willing to lend to you, not what you can afford. Go ahead and start looking. Take your time. You don't need to rush through it. See what's out there. Get an idea. And understand, though, it's not just the principal and interest you're going to be paying. It's property taxes.
Yeah, and furnishings and maintenance and all that stuff. But it is a good way. It's a good way to budget, to stay disciplined on your budgeting. Hey, Arnella, will you come back another day and talk to us some more about this?
Yes, that's not a problem.
Arnella Gross, ladies and gentlemen. Moneylicious is the book. Check it out wherever books are sold. Arnella will be back. And I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.